you hear me now?
There we go.
The Bids and Purchases Committee meeting Monday, September 30th, 2019. I'd like to welcome everyone here, and I hope you all fared very well during the storm, and want to thank all of you who came to Town Hall and worked so tirelessly to make sure that town continued its work. And really want to shout out to the Public Services Department, who's done just a tremendous and outstanding job in transportation, and it was a team effort, and it really showed, got a lot of great comments, and it's all due to the work that you've done. So I want to thank you there. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the August 5th, 2019 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes of the August 5th meeting. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no, and the ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Second item on the agenda is the public comments. Is there anyone here that would like to make a comment of any kind? Y'all must, your teams must have fared very well over the weekend. The third item on the agenda is the employee years of service recognition. Mr. DeMora, who am I turning that over to?
Marcy.
Marcy?
Sir. Yes, sir. Catherine Morrison, if you'd come up with me. Catherine Morrison is a procurement agent within the division. She is celebrating 5 years. She began in the HR department and then quickly came over to the light side.
That was cold.
She specializes in our technology procurement. She has done many complex RFPs and RFQs. For example, our new financial software, our banking institute one, which was quite a challenge, and CHIM Phase 3. She is currently getting her certification in technology procurement specialization through the National Institute of Public Procurement. She is a pleasure to work with, a very talented artist and an asset to our department and the town. So thank you, Catherine.
Thank you for your service. The fourth item on the agenda is award of contract for Maritime Port District Improvements Design. Ms. Kordoff?
Yes, sir. It's proposed that we use one of the town's on-call engineering services to perform the design work for Sections 2 and 3 of the Maritime Port District Intersection Improvement. Staff recommends the use of CDM Smith, as they were previously contracted to conduct the study and provide possible design options. It is therefore recommended that the town contract with CDM Smith in the amount of $197,966.49 to perform the design work for the Maritime Port District Intersection Improvements.
Committee?
Yeah, quick question. Is the Port Authority involved in this in any way? Are they assisting with any of this?
Yeah, the larger design that got us to this point, they were involved in its production. We spoke to them, reviewed what we were doing. I think everyone agrees that the realigning and truing up of this intersection is better for not just residents, but for them as well.
Okay. Yeah, there's not many residents on Wando Park, is there?
What happens is you have the conflict, as you can see at the bottom right of the screen, where the intersection doesn't align properly.
Yeah.
And so it can create some safety hazards, not to mention the delay in vehicle movements. And so, which you're very aware of some of the conflicts that we have between residential users of that road system and trucking. So this will help go a long way in alleviating some of that.
Okay. I'll go ahead and make the motion that we approve staff's recommendation with CDM contract with CDM Smith in the amount of $197,966.49 to perform design work for the Maritime Port District Intersection Improvement Project. The amount is based on negotiations between the town of Mount Pleasant and CDM Smith.
And I will second that.
We have a motion and a second, as stated, to approve the funding. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is the award of contract for traffic signal detection upgrades. Ms. Porto?
Yes, sir. The town currently utilizes the NSYNC system at its intersections for adaptive traffic signal synchronization. The use of this system has resulted in marked operational improvements. Rhythm Engineering is the provider of the NSYNC system. The use of sole source procurement has been approved to upgrade 5 existing systems along Highway 17 as shown. It is therefore recommended that the town contract with Rhythm Engineering in the amount of $196,037.75 to upgrade the NSYNC system at 5 intersections along US 17 to expand the existing corridor connectivity and coordination.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Kudoff. This is just strictly for design?
It will actually upgrade the systems, the hardware, and the software.
Okay, I gotcha. Thank you. Committee?
In layman's terms, can you just tell us a little bit what that's about? Are these coordinating the movements of the lights and traffic? In other words, is it the little eye in the sky, so to speak, that sees cars coming and, you know, green puts green and red?
This adds more signals that talk to each other.
Yeah. Okay.
And platoon and coordinate the management and movement of traffic throughout town.
A little more continuity throughout the system, right? Ms. Lanning?
We'd like to make a motion. We would like to make a motion that we follow staff's recommendation, contracting with Rhythm Engineering in the amount of $196,037.75 to upgrade the NSYNC system at 5 intersections along US 17 to expand the existing corridor connectivity and coordination.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept staff's recommendations, contracting with Rhythm Engineering as stated. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, we'll call for the vote. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Motion passes unanimously. Sixth item on the agenda is the award of contract Park West Recreation Center HVAC unit replacement. Ms. Kudoff?
Yes, sir. The town has a contract with Train US Incorporated for the maintenance and repair of the town's HVAC system that was awarded by sealed bid. The contract allows replacement of failing systems. There are 2 HVAC systems at Park West Recreation Center in the gym that are currently failing and in need of replacement. It is recommended that the town contract with Train US Incorporated in the amount of $146,570 to replace the 2 Park West Recreation Center HVAC units.
It was cut off. I can pretty much attest that the AC was down a little bit. My daughter's playing volleyball in there. It's pretty warm, but I want to thank bids that went out. I would assume this is our lowest bid that came in.
We did sealed bids for our HVAC maintenance system. So under that sealed bid, it allows us to do that. So we've already done the original procurement, but because this is more than $100,000, we bring it back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I just have one question. We all know how we would deal with things in our own home, but to have something that affects this many people and then have the time that it takes, what do we do in the meantime when something starts failing? Are we talking about failure where it's pretty much hot, or are we talking about where we already sense that something's going wrong?
So what we do is we have train on call, so they've been trying to maintain it. What we do is we have train on call, so they've been trying to maintain it.